The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
First of all, in Ohio, we're changing the whole system. Universities will not get paid one dime unless a student graduates or completes a course. Secondly, you can be in high school and complete almost an entire first year before you go to college and get credit to do that. And of course, in addition to that, we are working now to go after the cost drivers in our universities. And let me give you an example. Universities today have so many non-academic assets. At Ohio State, they sold the parking garage and the parking lot, and they got $500 million because they shouldn't be in the parking lot business. They shouldn't be in the dining business. They shouldn't be in the dorm business.
That was Governor Kasich, and he was responding to student loan debt last night in the debate. And as I mentioned, you know, there were certainly fireworks and certainly less than rave reviews for those who were moderating the debate. But occasionally we did hear some ideas, and we did actually, get some thoughts from the candidates, and even differences between the candidates were pointed out. We heard about this a little earlier, that Garden City, Utah, up in beautiful, rich county. I've had the pleasure of being in Garden City, and it's such a beautiful area of the state. But I was not aware, because I wasn't watching CNN last night, Anderson Cooper's show last night, live on CNN, and Garden City was highlighted. And we have the Honorable Mayor of Garden City to give us a little background on this story, Mayor John Spooler on the line. And Mayor, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the Doug Wright Show.
You bet, Doug. It's good to be here.
Boy, I love your part of the country. It is so beautiful up there in Rich County. But you got to tell me, how and why was your community chosen by CNN and Anderson Cooper?
Well, I think that it's pretty, you know, a unique area in that, Utah is place where there's a lot of Republicans, and for the last I don't know how many election cycles, Utah has voted on the national level as a red state. So they wanted to find the most red of the red, and they basically drained some data, and they found out, hey, we're the reddest of the red here. We have more registered Republicans percentage wise than any place else in the state of Utah, and the state of Utah is the reddest state in the country. So they wanted to find out what made us tick, and It was a nice exchange. We enjoyed it.
You know, I have always wondered, and honestly, if you had put my feet to the fire and asked me what area of the state do you think is probably most Republican, I might have said some parts of Utah County, and it would not have occurred to me to go to Rich County and Garden City, but you're the reddest of the red up there. See, that's good to know. I learn something each and every day on this show.
Yeah, we're kind of the anti-political correct establishment up here, but I think we're compassionate at the same time, and so we definitely espouse our values, and I think that came across in the interview. And there's going to be one tonight, actually, the taped delayed version, which is longer, is this evening on Anderson Cooper.
So how did that unfold? Where was it staged, and what was that experience like for the residents of Garden City? By the way, what's your population?
So if you're asking me what our population is now, we've got about 800 people here. If you're asking me what it is in the summertime, it's about 40,000 people. So, you know, registered in terms of the census data, it's probably closer to 800. And but then there's a whole lot of second homes here that are, you know, in this area is growing quite a bit. So we can have up to 40,000 people here at any given day in the summertime.
Wow. Wow. How was this staged, and what did the residents think of this?
Well, I think there was some apprehension, because when you think of CNN and Anderson Cooper, maybe you think of this is going to be a liberal a lynching of, of trying to figure out what's happening in Utah, but maybe twisting it. And it was absolutely not that way. They were very kind. They called and said, we'd like to do this. We'd like to find out how you guys think about the candidates and the debate. And so they were very, very genuinely kind. And we staged it at one of our many hundreds of rental homes that are available here. And we overlooked the lake, and they were blown away by the beauty of northern Utah, and we had a great conversation. So we had about 10 people that, I didn't ask them who they were voting for before they came, and I just knew they were Republicans that were very interested in political issues, and so we had that conversation.
So was it pretty much just a conversation, or did they have those little weird meter things where they were, you know, giving their approval by turning the knob up or down?
No little weird meter things. It was just... basically a conversation, and it was very fun. It's you know, a debate party. I think that's an annual event we ought to have in Garden City.
Hey, no kidding. I want to know, did you have Bear Lake shakes or, you know, raspberry shakes or anything?
Yeah, well, no, we had pizza, Firehouse Pizza's here, so we had a good lineup of pizza, and by this time of year, you know, the shakes get a little old, so we've had plenty of shakes.
Yeah, but no kidding. Freeze those berries for, you know, when you're really desperate in January, right? Mayor,
that's right.
When will this air tonight on CNN, do you know?
Anderson Cooper 360, I think it's Eastern Standard Time, somewhere between 4 and 6 Mountain Time, and I think it's 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, somewhere in that time slot. They didn't give me specifics, but you know, we tried to explain to them life elevated, you know, Garden City style, and I think they understood we have a pretty cool state and a great little city too.
What a great experience! You know, I'm actually envious. I think that would be so cool. When you mention your base statistic population, you're just a hair bigger than my little town of Eureka. But I have to admit, you do trump us, boy. When you pardon for that term, but when
no pardon required. Good last night.
Yeah, so. He did. But boy, during the summertime, in Eureka, we don't hit anywhere near 40,000. But, you know, we might go up with a good dune weekend a little bit. Mayor, I got to ask you the one really tough question. Are you ready for this? This is the gotcha question. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready for it. You bet.
Are there any Democrats in your town?
Yeah, we do have some Democrats in our town. They're great people. We love them. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to read their Facebook posts and understand them, but at the same time, we love them. We don't have to agree with them at all on anything and still be kind to each other, right? That's the nature of good relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. Mayor, what a delight to chat with you. I look forward to being in Garden City again soon. And, boy, now that we have your phone number, watch out. We may be calling you again.
You got to come up, and I'll get you a raspberry shake. Not on the city's dime, but on my dime. I'd love to see you up here, Doug.
Hey, we'd love that. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL News Radio on the Doug Wright Show. Mayor John Spooler joining us from Garden City, Utah. They were featured last night on Anderson Cooper Show and will be featured tonight in a little bit of a longer version, getting the take from the reddest city in the reddest state in the Union. It is 11 o'clock. This is KSL FM Midvale, KSL AM Salt Lake City.